Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Jason Logan, and that was Money City Maniacs by Sloan, a good old Halifax band. That's my hometown. It's also the home of Covers headquarters, and it's staring down the barrel of Hurricane Fiona here as we talk on Friday. So before we get going, I definitely want to send some good vibes. All my family and friends back home in Nova Scotia, across the Atlantic provinces as well, too. Just talking to my brother this morning. He's putting sandbags in front of his basement, hoping to keep the water out. So all you guys out there, stay safe, stay dry, get your storm chips on and hunker down. So I'm thinking about you. With that said, we are on the doorstep here of NFL Week 3 Sunday, a very telling week for both books and bettors. And with me helping make sense of all this madness again is Dell. Dell, what's up, man?
Not much. Doing well. A little wacky ending to Thursday Night Football there, but we like the excitement.
Yeah, so before we start the clock here, we want to remind you that if you do like what you're listening to right now, go and rate and review the podcast. Much appreciated. It helps us reach sports bettors just like yourself. And so with that, let's toss 600 seconds on the clock.
It's party time!
All right, we mentioned this on the Tuesday show that I was a complete swing and miss on my underdog picks last week. I've been doing it for a while. It happens. Sorry about that. Not panicking, though. We already dove into the Atlanta Falcons plus two on the Tuesday show. That's one of my underdog picks. And I got two more pup picks here for week three. So you would think that I like spat on Paul Rudd or like pushed a small child down to catch a foul ball at a baseball game, because I haven't received outrage for a bet like this in a very, very long time, maybe ever. I took Denver plus 1.5, and people are pissed. They are full on pissed off. But I'm not bailing on the Broncos just yet here. This line moved Denver minus 2.5 to plus 1.5. 4 points, pretty notable, but nothing major. It didn't really push through any key numbers except for zero, and which is always a debatable key number. Stock down on Denver, and the media just taking wild swings at the Hackett pinata here. But this team's still in pretty good shape. 11th in team overall DVOA, number 8 in EPA per play. Denver's defense locking it down. There are some injury news being traded back and forth between the Niners and the Broncos this week. But Mile High, always a tough place to play early on in the season. That thin air really tests the early season conditioning. Broncos 37-12 straight up at home in the first 4 weeks of the season since 2000. So I'm taking the points there, plus 1.5 with Denver. My other underdog pick, not as much shit thrown at me for this one for some reason, but it's Green Bay plus 2.5. And this one now has since moved to as low as a pick 'em at some sports books. But for me, the Packers look top to bottom a complete football team. Tampa Bay looking less complete despite a 2-0 record. Brady and the offense kind of still in shambles here. The offensive line dinged up. They're going to be missing wide receivers for this game as well. And then the Packers defense doing something that really stands out to me, and that's getting pressure without bringing the blitz. So they're actually second in pressure rate, only blitzing 20% of the time. That is vital to slowing down Tom Brady. We've seen it throughout his career. So they're just doing that. I got Green Bay plus 2.5. Grab as many points as you can right now, because this one's probably going to end up on the other side of the fence. A few more bets that I like for week three. This one could be really, really boring, but under 7.5 points in the first quarter between the Saints and the Panthers. Both offenses super slow out of the block. If we look at Carolina, 31st in EPA per play in first quarters. They lug the worst first quarter offensive DVOA of football outsiders by a large, large margin. And then the Saints marching out a broken Jameis Winston, who's got this busted back. And trust me, as someone who has a busted back, it takes me a little while to get going. If you look at his first quarter passing numbers, they are roof. But you do have two sound defenses here lining up. New Orleans has been able to bottle up Christian McCaffrey throughout his career as well, too. Panthers suck on third down, something that the Saints are really, really good at stopping. So under 7.5 points first quarter for that one. Eagles running back Miles Sanders over 63.5 yards rushing. The Eagles, they love to run, and Sanders putting up some good numbers, 96 yards, 80 yards in the first two games. He's picking up 5.9 yards per carry, and this RPO attack for the Eagles is getting better with every completion that Jalen Hurts hits. It's just stretching those defense. They don't know what to do. Washington dead last in yards allowed right now per carry. 7.5 bottom in terms of many run stop metrics right now. And this defensive line very dinged up coming into week three. So Sanders over 63.5 yards rushing. And we're going to go back to the Sunday night football game, San Fran at Denver. I'm going over Brandon Ayuk, 49.5 yards receiving. Jimmy G and Ayuk had a beautiful thing going towards the end of last year. And they kind of picked up where they left off when Lance went down last week. Ayuk finished with 63 yards receiving. He cleared his total of 45.5. And then the adjustment on this total here to 49.5 yards just doesn't seem enough when you consider a few factors. He has that chemistry with Jimmy Garoppolo. You've got a banged up 49ers run game. You've got banged up tight ends with George Kittle questionable. You got a dinged up Denver secondary. And then this is a big one. The 49ers are going to be playing in the first game in actual good weather. They played in the slop the last 2 weeks. Ayuk last year had 50 or more yards in 8 of his final 11 games, including the playoffs. He's happy to see Jimmy G back. I like his over 49.5 yards on Sunday Night Football. Dell, what do you like this week?
Yeah, Jello, I like this one a lot. Teams have been having a field day versus the Lions in the air to start the season. And last week, Carson Wentz threw for 337 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. I think this week, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings pile up the points. And that results in an Adam Thielen touchdown. I think they're going to get him really involved this week. And they're going to stomp the Lions, in my opinion.
All right, Thielen, touchdown. I like it. And mentioning touchdown props here, we played a fun game last week. Dell, you threw out some player matchup, kind of head-to-head TD anytime props, and who I thought would find pay dirt. We did okay. So Bateman scored for the Ravens, Waller scored for the Raiders, and then Trey Lance got hurt, so we go 2-1. But it was so much fun, we're going to do it again. So toss me out 2 players here in the TD anytime market.
So we're going to start with Gabe Davis plus 165 or Josh Allen plus 160.
All right, Bills Mafia time. So I'm going to go Gabe Davis here. He says he's 100% playing a week 3 after missing time last week. And this is a guy that I think is going to find the end zone. The Dolphins' pass defense has not been good. And then they could potentially be down their 2 starting cornerbacks here. You got Byron Jones is already out. And then Xavien Howard, he's questionable. Davis has really had a nose for the end zone since like last December. So this is a guy I think finds pay dirt again. What's next?
T. Higgins plus 140 or Elijah Moore plus 230.
All right. So it's Higgins for me. I have a bet on Cincy against the spread. I have a bet on the over in this one as well, too. And this kind of dovetails into that play. Burrow definitely not going to see the pressure that he did against the Cowboys and the Steelers. He's going to have a clean pocket to throw in. And Higgins, much like Gabe Davis, is another guy that has found the end zone towards the tail end of last year. He really played well against Dallas last week. Despite a concussion scare, he found the end zone. The Jets' pass defense is turds. So T. Higgins, plus 140.
And we'll wrap it up with Devonta Smith, plus 250, or Terry McLaurin, plus 180.
Ooh, that's a good one. So like I said, Philly's going to run and run and run and run and run. And the Commanders eventually are going to have to stuff the box. And that RPO attack is going to be able to find that space for kind of a big hit over the top. And I think Smith could be that home run hitter over the top. You look at McLaurin. He's always dangerous. Scott Turner does want to push the ball downfield and strike deep. But the Eagles play that zone. They protect from the big play. And then they did such a great job against Minnesota last week on Monday Night Football. So I'm going to go Smith at plus 250. Smith, that's a nice prop. That has some pop. So that is it for our little game of TD Anytimes. Before we hit the 2-minute drill here in a sec, I'm going to play a little game called Did You Know? And I have a little fact book that I read to my kids, and it starts like this. It goes, Did you know? Unders 21-11-1 through 2 weeks of football here, 67%. Unders in divisional games, 10-2. Now, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, they did clear the over last night. But we've got 6 more divisional dances on the board, including Monday Night Football. Dallas at New York total was as high as 40, down to 38.5 at some sharper books. Did you know that Sean McVay is the mayor of Glendale, Arizona? He boasts an all-time 10-1 straight up and 9-1-1 ATS record against the Cardinals, including a perfect 5-0 straight up in ATS in Arizona. Rams laying minus 3.5. And did you know Detroit was 0-3 straight up, 1-2 ATS in divisional road games last season? They struggle when they visit their NFC North competitors. Just 2-10 straight up mark, 4-8 ATS clip in divisional road games the past 4 years. Lions have been a super popular pick. 80% of bets, over 80% of the money on the MetBetGM books, down to plus 5.5 at Minnesota. All right, 2-minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook. Arthur, heaviest bet game at the Superbook this weekend?
Well, it's going to be 2. Dolphins, Bills early. Packers, Bucks late, two really important games, two big games. Bettors are going to be happy to bet those games.
Nice. Biggest liability for you guys so far?
Well, it's going to be the Bills and the Chiefs, and it's, you know, you've seen live movement in both the games, and it's not really even the straight bets on those games. It's going to be all the teasers and money line parlays that are going to be the liability in those games.
Which is the sharp side this weekend?
You know, there's actually two that is, you know, you want to touch on, and they're both 3-point home dogs that have now moved. Panthers in a divisional spot, getting 3 at home against the Saints, now 2.5. Mm-hmm. And New England, after the Raven debacle last week and all their injuries, Patriots getting 3, now 2.5.
All right. Biggest Joes versus Pro split this week 3?
It's got to be the Sunday night game. You know, we had Niners open 2.5. They were getting sharp money, came in on 2.5, came in on 2, even 1.5. Now it's flipped. Obviously, the Garoppolo news, Denver has injuries as well. Mm-hmm. Niners are now a 1.5-point favorite. Denver will be a popular public dog at home on Sunday night.
All right. So team that's not as good as they look right now.
It's tough to say as a lifelong Giant fan, but it's the Giants. Both their games they could have lost. I understand they won them. We'll learn a lot about them Monday night against the Cowboys.
I'll take it as a Cowboys fan. And team that isn't as bad as they look.
I think it's the Bengals. I understand they're 0-2, and the offensive line is still an issue, but they could have won both those games. Now, they go and play the Jets this week and lose, and we're talking next week, and they're 0-3. Bengals might have a lot of problems.
Yeah, and injury with the biggest impact.
Well, obviously, it's always going to be the quarterback, and Mr. Herbert looks like he's going to miss the game now. He is doubtful. We had that game 7. Mm-hmm. It's now -3, -120. If and when Herbert gets ruled out, that will move another point or two.
Yeah, I could see that one. I expected that to be down to like -1, -2. You've been giving us winners here. We got to get your best bet of week 3 in.
Best bet is going to be, I love the divisional home dog angle. I'm going to take Washington against the team everyone's already penciling to win the Super Bowl. Give me Washington +6.5 at home against the Eagles.
Nice. Very contrarian. Very contrarian picks. That is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dal. Thank you for listening. If you've got a couple of minutes this weekend, please rate and review the podcast. Much appreciated. Big love out to my Nova Scotia people, my Halifax people, Atlanta, Canada people. Stay safe and stay dry out there. Good luck wherever you are, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.